Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everyone, it's Carly on the Blog Talk Network tonight. I'm excited because I have one of my favorite guys back who, may I say, is so handsome. One of the nicest guys in Hollywood. Did I miss a handsome? Yeah, I did. I know. I'm letting Nadia on. So, hey, Nadia.
Hey, how are you?
Great. Okay, so I don't think I need your help with this name. Okay. So, tonight we have Eric Fellows joining us, and we also have a new co-host. We'll dive into that later. And let's start with Eric.
Hello.
Hey,
hello.
Hi.
Hi, how are you? You were making me blush when you were saying nice compliments. Thank you.
I could say more if you want me to. I mean, I would because...
I'm never going to say no, but I mean, I appreciate it. That was very sweet. Thank you.
It's true. Have you seen yourself?
You.
I mean, come on, Eric.
I mean,
okay,
I have, but I... Well, thank you.
You
I'm
know,
very
I really hope none of my other TV husbands
they're not listening, so they don't get jealous.
Yeah,
okay.
No, because you are becoming my favorite. I love messaging you so much, even though I hope I'm not messaging you too much. But you know,
you're wonderful. No, I appreciate
okay.
it. How are you doing? How are you both?
I took the liberty of watching my ransom doll, and it is so good. And I
would
want
you like
to rewatch it again because my mistake was I watched it at 2 a.m. So, I don't know. Yeah, so I have to rewatch it.
That's
too
late.
Guys,
yeah, I couldn't stay up.
Yeah, you guys have
it's
to go watch this. You can get it on Amazon Prime, actually. And it's free.
Yes.
If you get what I get is the lifetime
package
thing.
Or app?
Lifetime app. Yeah. So anytime you own a movie on Amazon, it lets me know, which I think is great. Really,
awesome.
Really
well,
great. And so
well,
I know you have a lot. It says, and now I'm going off IMDb, and last night when I did, I was wrong. So, you have a lot of stuff in post-production.
Yes.
So, what do you have in post-production?
What do we have in post-production? I have a movie that's coming out, well, actually, we're in the midst of doing deals with it right now. It's a movie it's a dark comedy on Hollywood. There's a working title right now because we might be changing it because the title is actually kind of offensive. So as far as doing any interviews and talk shows, it's been tough to say the title because it's kind of abrasive. But am I allowed to say it on here? The title, if it has a bad word in it.
Are you there, Carly?
Am I allowed to say the title if it's a bad word? Because the title has a bad word in it.
We don't know.
Okay. The movie's called Starfucker, and it's a movie based on an actor who is making his way through Hollywood to do whatever he's got to do to make it to the top. But it's a play on Hollywood, in the ins and outs, in the dark belly of Hollywood that isn't always revealed in movies or TV shows, but we found a comedic way of explaining the story about this guy, Jimmy Starr, and the trials and tribulations of his life and this downward spiral that he goes through to have a redemption period in the end. So I will say he's a piece of work, but he definitely redeems himself in the end. So right now we're in the process of doing the deals with that film now. It's been a long time in the making because it was over a 4-year span that we were actually making the movie. And we finally finished because Me Too happened and it has a lot to do within that world. So we had to put it out to save time when we weren't going to get nailed for it. But so I have that in post-production. I'm actually getting ready to leave tomorrow for the second season of my show Purgatory that's on Popstar TV. So we have to go back and finish the second season because the first season's out now. We only got through a few of the episodes of the second season before COVID happened, and then they shut us down. So I leave tomorrow on a very long flight to go back to finish. So that is in post-production.
Yeah, you were telling me that.
Yeah.
You have to take the long flight tomorrow.
Yeah, a really long flight. So I'm not looking forward. It's 18 hours. Really not looking forward to 18-hour flight.
Wow, that's a long flight.
Oh, my God. The last time it was 12 hours to Moscow, and then we laid over, and then we went to Yerevan, Armenia, which is the capital, from there. So it was 15. So, I mean, that was still very long, but 18? Because we're flying a different route this time. We're going through, Dubai.
Oh, wow.
So anyway, yeah, that's a... That I'm not looking forward to, but I'm looking forward to finishing and seeing everybody over there. So we're going to do that's in, what else is in post-production? A movie I did called Zero Road. That one will be out at some point, I think, later this year. I have I don't even remember now. Oh, my God, I can't even think what I have on there. A bunch of stuff. I have a movie called Love is in Bel-Air. It's a Christmas movie that will be out next year. Honestly, I don't even remember. I'd have to go on IMDb. But there's a bunch of stuff. It's up there. I can't remember what I do anymore, but I'm grateful for it.
Awesome.
I just can't even remember what's on there. Yeah, thank you. How are you doing?
I'm great.
I'm doing good.
Yeah, we both are doing good. We have so many shows coming up. It's not funny. But, you know, I want you back on daytime. So... How did I make this happen? No, I'm serious. I need to look at you 5 days a week. I need to look at you 5 days a week. It's just for me. It's not for anyone else. It's for my own selfish gain. So,
I'll tell you what. Oh, my God. I forgot to pitch one movie. Of course. I just finished. Oh, I have to pitch this movie because this is a really, really good movie. I have a movie coming out called Divorce Bait. That's I don't know how I just forgot that. It's a really funny, it's sort of in-your-face, raunchy comedy, but we shot it over during the pandemic. We actually shot it in December, so it will be out later this year as well, and it's a really, really, really funny movie, so you guys will love it. It's really in-your-face, but I think people will be able to relate and love it. So that one I had to put out there. Okay, now, as far as daytime goes...
So, Nadia, okay, so I'm almost done. Then you can have Eric, maybe. This is a maybe day for you. No, I'm kidding. You know I'm kidding. You're my sidekick.
Okay.
But, so, what have you been doing lately? Because, you know, Seattle, we are on phase one still, or maybe phase two.
Right.
So, what about where you guys live? Are you guys past phase one or two with the lockdown? Or,
I don't really know what you would call it. I mean, everything is open. In Los Angeles, everything's kind of almost back. I mean, I don't know if it's almost back to normal, if it'll ever be really normal. But I mean, we just left the restaurant right now, actually. So, I mean... The places aren't open inside restaurants, but all the outdoor restaurants are open and people are out. So I don't know if that's phase one. I guess that's phase one. I'm assuming that's phase one. I don't know what else you would call it. It's just not indoor dining, but outdoor dining is allowed and everything else is open.
Well,
movie theaters aren't open.
The thing
movie theaters aren't open.
I think that, you know, it's great. That, you know, this is you know, I got my vaccine, by the way. Have you gotten your vaccine yet, Eric?
No, I haven't got my vaccine yet. I'm a little iffy about it, to be honest with you. But you know, I'm definitely not against, you know, other people obviously getting the vaccine. It's, you know, I just don't know with, you know, allergies that come into play. You know, I'm allergic to penicillin, so I have heard that, you know, one of the vaccines or multiple, I know you have Moderna, and then the other one, I can't think of it right now, but one of them kind of conflicts with people that are allergic to certain things. So I, my dad's getting it pretty soon. I'm still on the fence about it. So, you know,
well,
I don't know, but I'm glad that you're getting
it. I don't blame you for being on the fence about it. I got it. My doctor ordered me. There was no if, and, or but about it.
Right.
And
right.
So I had to. I really don't like needles, but I did this. And
right.
I got the one, and then I have body aches. Nadia, we are for this because I was not happy. And then I got my second one on Saturday, right? None of you Saturday?
I think it was Saturday, yeah.
Yeah, and so I felt Sunday morning when I woke up, I texted Nadia like I always do. I'm like, okay, a truck has run over me. That's how I felt. And I feel that way.
Well, that's what I'm hearing.
Like,
that's what I'm hearing from people. I'm
yeah,
sorry that happened to you.
You know, my body was aching, all that. You know, I was just feeling really tired. My dad got it, and he got a fever. And my grandma
well, you
got
know,
it because
this is because they're, I think they're injecting you with the antibodies of it, and that's why people
yes.
are getting sick. So my
right.
my friend Mark, who is younger, I mean, not younger, but he's, you know, mid-40s, he got it, and he was sick for 3 days like he had COVID. So I've been traveling this whole time. I mean, I've been cautious, but I've been traveling this whole time. And I was sick in December 2019 with the flu, but pretty much every single symptom there was, and so was my fiance. And we didn't really know about COVID yet. We had just heard about it, but we didn't know it was here. This was before, like, right when it first started. And if that wasn't COVID, then I don't know what it was. And I was filming a movie during that time. And I got through it. I didn't take one bit of medicine once, and then it went away. So I don't know the situation at all, but I have, knock on wood, I haven't been sick since that time. And you're talking over a year and some odd months now. And for me to get an injection to make me sick, I don't, you know, for me, I don't know. But I understand why certain people would get
it,
of course.
Handsome. I don't know your hands I'm on there, but I will. But, no, I mean, I'm glad I got over with, but I'm still feeling tired. But, like, my grandma, who's 93, going to be 94 March 2nd.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, she was fine, and my dad and I were hating on her because all it did was make her tired. Well, of course you're going to be tired in 93, but it made her a little more tired and
her
arm hurt. And we are like, wait a moment, we should be like, you know, we should be mad over this. I mean, I was a little mad at my grandmother over it because I'm like, wait a moment. I wasn't happy.
The world is affecting certain people a certain way and other people's another way. I don't know.
And I'm telling everyone's body is going to take it, you know, differently. And do it that way. Everyone's body is not the same with this. So, but I understand why you don't want to get it. I totally understand. If I could not get it, if I could have gone away with it, I would have not gotten it, but, you know, I couldn't get away with it. So, my two, well, I want you on forever, but since you... I'm catching a flight, and what time, is the flight tonight or tomorrow?
No, the flight is tomorrow afternoon at almost about 3 o'clock.
Are you going to LAX?
LAX.
Okay.
LAX. Yeah. Well, it's actually supposedly snowing there. It's snowing in Armenia, so I'm going to have to pack a little bit warm. Well, it was snowing last year when we filmed as well, around the same time. So I pictured it was going to be cold, but we're supposed to get, I think, snow Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday.
Well, I just want to let you know, just do extra time at the airport right now, they are saying, just because they are going to screen you a lot more than before. So, you know,
right.
I love airports. That is the one thing I miss. I'm weird. I love airports. I love airports.
Hey, everybody,
I don't know.
Everybody.
You love airports. I work at the airport.
Yes, I know you do, but I'm jealous of it. No, I love airports.
It's my second home.
You know, because
I can't say that I love airports, but they're not the worst thing
in
the world. But they're
at the airport.
That's true.
Yes, you can.
That is very true.
Against the airport,
well,
and not any of this, and not toward you, company, so don't worry. Everything is more expensive at the airport. Like, I felt
very
too pricey. Big. I really wanted, but it was so much money in the airport, I didn't get it. So, you know, I was mad over that. But besides that, you know, that's, you know, my only complaint. And you will be in the movie also, Divorce Bait. So will that be back on Lifetime, or do you know where that will be?
I do know. I don't know how much I could say about it because it's in the process of deals and stuff like that. But I do know that it's probably going to be at some point, I'm guessing, in the summer.
Okay.
In the summertime.
Well,
I don't have exact dates yet because I know they're in the final stages of post and into the music part of it. But I do know that it's going to a few festivals. But I think they've already have a deal. I don't want to say yet because it's not my place to say it because I don't want to get in trouble. But it'll be sometime later this year. I just don't have exact dates yet.
Well, I cannot wait for you to be in any movie because I love it. You know, I love it. And, you know, I'm going to let Nadia do the – I know Nadia has questions, but my last question is – well, it's not a question. It's a favor. Would you please come for my birthday – so in Zoom, because I would really love having you on my show. I don't know what day it will be in Zoom.
Okay.
But I would really, you know, love it if you were there, because I love my Eric. So, yes.
Well, 100% I'll be there. Of course, I would.
Okay,
you just let me know when,
Nadia, I will be nice, and I will let you. I will let you ask questions. Remember, I'm being nice, so this, you know.
But yes, Nadia,
he's
being nice.
What?
Nadia, so take advantage.
He's being
what's
nice.
Up?
I know. I'm surprised. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah.
No, not only that, but I was gonna say, in June is both of our birthdays, so he could celebrate both of our birthdays.
Yes. And Bobby's too. Bobby is the day before mine. And
I didn't know that.
You're the end of the month, like Maggie. So, and we don't know when Veronica's birthday is yet, but like all of us are June. So, yeah.
What is your birthday in June? My mom's is the 13th.
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy.
Carly, when's yours?
When's your birthday?
When's your birthday, Kyle?
Mine is the 9th. Mine is the 9th.
The 9th.
Okay. Bobby is the 8th.
Oh, wow, okay.
Yeah, like our birthday, so yeah. I just wanted
mine's
to say that, but Nadia, I'm being nice. So
28.
You can ask person now.
Yep. Okay.
Well,
so.
Okay. Got it. Ready for you.
Thank you. So, okay. So, first of all, thank you, Eric, for coming on the show.
Of course. Thank you for having me.
Thank you. So you were on the bay, and I absolutely love the bay. Can you tell us more about how working on the bay was?
Well, I've been part of it for a long time, as you know. So, I mean, to be honest with you, it became more or less. A lot of us became very close friends quickly. And we've been friends for, like, almost, you know, very much, many of us have become, like, family members. So we talk a bunch. Like, some of us talk every day. And some we see only when we film, but we're still, you know, close acquaintances. It's a close-knit family, so we have a great time. It's kind of like you just go to, like a camp, sort of.
That's awesome.
To a certain degree. Yeah, so we have fun. You know, every show has their issues, but we do the best we can with it. And obviously it's had a lot of success. So we're all, you know, grateful for it and have a good time every time we do it.
That's awesome. And you worked with, did you get to work with Mary Beth Evans and Jackie Seaman?
Yeah. I don't know if all these years if I've ever had scenes. You know, I think I've been in, yes. I've been in some scenes with Mary Beth, but earlier on, I don't think the last few seasons I've been in scenes with Mary Beth, but I've had many scenes on and off throughout the years with Demon. We all, you know, everybody kind of works together at some point, kind of opposite to each other. It just depends on what feud's happening that season. But,
right.
Yeah, I mean, they're both wonderful as outside the cast and as, you know, as actresses. So we all, they're amazing.
That's awesome. And now you are also on Days of Our Lives as well.
I was.
How was it working on Days of Our Lives?
Kind of similar to a certain degree. I mean, the style of shooting is different because, you know, on the bay we shoot locations and more like the setups are more like prime time, how you would shoot locations and over a period of days to shoot episodes. Where on daytime, you obviously are shooting an episode to even sometimes three episodes a day. So it's a lot more faster of a moving machine that you have to, like, learn very quickly. You definitely have to be prepared and on your game. And there's really no room for messing up. But it was like an actor's boot camp because that was the first time that I'd ever been on a daytime show where I could be, you know, that on cue and know all your blocking because you're doing everything in one take. So it's kind of scary at first, you know, because you come into it hearing about this, but you don't know it's like a legitimate thing until you actually go and film it. So, but I also made friends very quickly on that show. It's like a very much like a family as well. And a lot of those actors on that show have actually, they made crossovers to the bay and back and forth. So we've all worked together on the days and on the bay over the years. So it kind of kept everybody kind of sort of in touch with each other.
That's awesome.
So it was a great, I'm very grateful for it. It was a great opportunity.
Exactly. Now, throughout your acting career, have you ever done any Broadway theater?
No, I have not.
No.
I have the utmost respect for Broadway theater actors, anyone in the musical sort of Broadway, that kind of talent. I unfortunately cannot sing very well.
Okay.
Which I wish I could. Okay. I wish I could. Or dance. But, you know, no, I never have. I actually jumped right into TV and film and commercials. I mean, I was on camera right off the bat, but kind of how it kind of like formulated into that. I never really went the theater route, even though I lived in New York first. It wasn't my first go-to. So it was something that I kind of fell into that ended up turning into what it is. It wasn't like my passion initially. So I never really had the idea of wanting to jump into theater. Plus, it seems very scary, to be honest with you. I'm not saying I'm opposed to it. I'm not saying I would never do it. Yeah, now, where I'm at in my career and my life, I would possibly take something like that on if I didn't have to sing.
Right, exactly.
But, yeah, no, I never did it. But I have a lot of respect for them because I know how tough it is. And talk about being on your game. You have to constantly be on your game because it's live.
Exactly.
And you're in front of people. So yeah, a lot of respect for them.
Awesome. Cool. So so thank you so much for being on the show. We do have other callers, so I don't want to take up too much time.
Yeah, we do. Oh
no,
I forgot about other callers.
Okay. Well, you gotta make sure you get them.
Bobby,
really nice to meet you finally.
Yeah, I know, finally.
I'm here.
Bobby, you're on.
Hey, Eric.
Hey.
Hey.
What's going on? How are you?
Nothing much. I'm just trying to stay okay and think positive in this negative time that we're in with the COVID situation.
Yeah, it's unfortunate, but you got to think positive, man, for it's life and it will continue.
Right.
So, we got to stay positive. So, whenever you get a negative thought, you got to reverse it and think the other direction, buddy.
Right. Now, when were you on Days? Because I watched Days when Kirsten Storms, who is now on General Hospital, started joining the show at the same time Nadia Bordeaux, who just came back as Chloe, went on. And then stopped watching for a little bit, then returned back when Molly Burnett did the show, and then stopped watching after, and then came back when Jen Lilly did the show and left right after Kate Mansley left the show. So when were you actually on? Because I may have remembered.
I was on from 2009 to 2000, end of 2011.
Okay. I think I came on right about the same time that Molly and Taylor was on there because I think Rachel had just left the show and Molly Burnett just joined the cast and Taylor Spicer, who had done very well with several roles as teen moms on other shows and movies and as well as on Days, was on there at the same time, probably about the same time that Camille Bennett took over the role of Gabby at that time, but
they were all on the show. Like they were all on the show at the same time that I was on the show. So I worked with Molly. So I was on. I was on, and then I was off, and I was back on, and I was on this, that. So I played a bad guy ish, who played opposite to Lindsay Hartley and Eric Hartzoff and James Scott. And Stefano and John Aniston was my first boss on the show.
Right.
So I filmed with a lot of those people because Lindsay Hartley came on the second day I was filming because initially Ariana Hernandez, which was
initially Felicia Torres. I remember Felicia.
So the next episode was Lindsay Hartley. Yeah,
because Felicia was on there for a brief time, and all I knew was her relationship with Terrell Owens and some small movie roles that she did after she did the Days. But it would be really cool to do a Lifetime movie with Lindsay because I know that it's been a while since Lindsay been in a Lifetime movie other than filling in for Kelly Monaco and General Hospital. That's been the only real acting project we have seen her in the past year since the shutdown, other than Lifetime movies.
Yeah, I think she's been doing quite a few. So I think that she's either has a few coming out, or I'm pretty sure she's been working, at least recently, pretty consistently. I mean, I haven't talked to her in a bit, but I'm sure you'll start seeing her again very shortly.
Right. I mean, I will sometimes watch the Lifetime movies, but I haven't paid that much attention to one of Lindsay's movies because I think when I saw the one that she did with Victoria with the current Sierra on Days when a couple months ago, that was the last time I actually seen an actual good Lindsay Hartley film was when she did with the current Sierra on Days. Cause not the one that was on there at the same time you was because she was like 8 or 9 at the time and now she's almost 17 but Victoria
all I know is that I found out when I went back to Days when I worked with Molly that I evidently killed Lindsay Hartley. So I'm the reason, unfortunately, why she left the show. I'm sorry for that.
Well, be careful that you don't end up doing a Lifetime movie where you have to end up killing her again because she'll hate you.
Well, you never know, man. This business brings you back around in a full circle sometimes. So.
Well, like the old thing, what goes around comes around.
That's what they say.
Yeah, but I'll let Carly and Nalia get to our other co-hosts and some more calls, and it's a pleasure coming on here. And who knows, maybe we'll see you back on Days or another show down the road.
You never know, man. Well, I do appreciate it. Thank you so much for the questions and time, all of you.
All right.
Okay, there's one more call, Eric. I'm really quick. Our new co-host, Veronica. Yay!
Hello.
Hi.
How
Hi,
are
Veronica.
You?
Can you hear me?
Yeah. I can hear. Yeah.
Hi. How are you guys doing this evening?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. My name is Veronica Robles. I'm from Houston, Texas. Hi, Nadia. Hi, Carly. Hi, Eric. How are you guys doing? I just want to come in. I'm just calling to say hi.
Oh, hi. How is it down there?
It's one day at a time. Thank gosh this weather's over. This weather was really, really bad, but we're getting through it.
I was just in Nashville like a week and a half ago, right before the snow hit, evidently, in Nashville area. We just left. You guys, I mean, everybody in the South got bombarded pretty badly.
Yes, and it's been the weather, but we made it, we survived it, and we're going to get through this. We got through just like with Harvey in Houston, Texas, and we're going to get out of this. And I'm just happy, this winter weather's over. I'm ready for spring. That's what I'm for the warm
right.
weather.
I hear you. Well, I send you blessings, and hopefully you guys don't have to deal with any more of it, and it warms up the fast.
Thank you so much, Eric. I really appreciate it. Definitely. Thank you so much. And thank you, Carly and Edith, and everybody for taking my call. I'm so glad I got to talk to you and say hi.
Of course. And Veronica, stay on the line after, okay?
Okay, I'll stay on the line.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we are, have a great flight tomorrow.
Thank you.
And message means that you got there safer. I want them to worry about you. I don't know.
Oh, I absolutely
don't
will. You're so sweet.
Well, I don't want to say what I would. I don't want to doom you. So I won't say
no.
what I'm thinking. But I
okay.
just have to know you got there. Because if you didn't,
okay.
then I'm really going to be devastated. And
I'll get there. Don't worry.
Message me when you get there.
I will. And you guys rock. Thank you for having me on always. And you guys be safe and have a great night.
Yeah,
and I'll be back for your birthday. I promise. I will.
Thank you so
and
much, Eric.
Now
great
it's a pleasure.
To you. Yes,
I'll
thank
talk
you.
To you guys soon, okay?
Bye.
All right. I'll talk to you.
Bye. Bye.
Okay,
bye.
Fine. I'm a flirt. Fine.
You're a flirt.
Oh, shut up. Okay, you not
I didn't even listen.
Me
I didn't even get a chance
bad.
To see, listen. Listen, he wanted to say something to me. He interrupted.
Okay, Bobby, Bobby,
so
yeah,
funny.
Jay Eddie, listen to now, Chris, up beyond the grave. I'm dead, Bobby.
Hi, Bobby. Hi, Veronica. Hi. Hi, you guys.
So,
I'm so sorry. My phone went dead, and I'm so sorry about that.
Okay, sweetie.
This hasn't been a great day, but I'm so glad I got to talk to you guys.
Of course. We have a new co-host. God, I hope I'm saying your name right because I'm.
Oh,
yeah.
No, you're fine. You're saying it perfectly, Carly. No, you guys, you.
Yeah.
Hi, Bobby. I'm so
okay.
sorry. I'm so sorry, Bobby. Nadia, Carly, I'm so sorry. My
oh.
phone went dead. I apologize. Oh, it's been about a day, but I know you're saying my name perfectly.
Hey, Bobby,
Veronica.
I didn't know. Bobby, you are muted. I didn't know. Okay. So, since. you know? Bobby, I'm sorry that you're the only guy on the show now.
I don't mind being on the phone, buddy, two girls.
Interesting. You know, okay, I want to say I watched The New Hustle last night. And, you know, I was...
The chicken burger.
Okay.
Danny, give me no respect.
Michael and Willow Black. Riley.
Yeah, can, hold on. Yeah, this has been a very... I'm so glad I got to hear you guys.
Okay, it was Bobby just annoyed.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Oh. I'm sorry about that. I didn't know whose phone it was. I thought maybe it was Blog Talk again.
Okay, so I watched The New Hustle last night, like I was saying, and I want to say something, and I want someone to agree with me on the panel to agree with me, even if I'm totally wrong. Okay. So,
I don't want to deal with this anymore.
So the thing is, Michael and Willow
the spicy chicken.
Riley and go see Psycho Nina, okay? And, okay, and everyone is hating on my colleague, you know, for coming in and saying what she said. Number one, everything she said was the truth, okay? Everything she said to Nina was the truth, you guys. Everything and more. Okay, and everyone, like, oh, needs to take Colleen's grandmother visitation rights away, blah, blah, blah. Okay, hold on for a moment. You know what? Unfast forward your seatbelt, people. We don't even know if Nina is the grandmother, number one. There has not been a DNA test. So before you judge my colleague on this, don't. Well, does anyone agree with me here? I need someone to agree with me.
I agree with you.
I agree with you.
Yes.
What about you, Veronica?
I agree with you 100%. I definitely agree with you. Definitely with everything what you just said right now.
Thank you. Because you know what the thing is? Okay. Call me. Yeah, I'm sick and tired. Every day on Twitter, COVID past comes up. I am sick of it. Sick of it. Because you saying something that COVID did 20 years ago? Come on. Okay, and you, the only reason Neil got brought into town was, Bobby, why did Neil come to town?
To swingle Carly.
Yes, but also Jack paid off Frank Smith, not Frank Smith, Frank Benson, okay? But he paid off to have Neil's kidney donor, okay? My line of thinking back then and now, you know what? All Carly had to do, and if people agree or don't agree with me on this, it's fine, but I might. Okay, all the Samson had to do was go on the black market and find Jocelyn and Kidney. Okay, I am not saying to people out there go buy kidneys on the black market. Oh, well, maybe I am. But Sonny and Samson had the money to do it. And Zach did not have to do what he did. And he never got in trouble for it. Okay, but every time Carly does something, she gets in trouble for it when it was Zach. Veronica, what do you think of what I just said?
I agree.
Me too.
Bobby, you're not Veronica. Okay.
I'm sorry.
What do you think?
I definitely I agree with you everything. I agree with everything what you just said right now.
you know, this is going to be a very beautiful friendship, Veronica. Very, very, very good. You know, I hate Ava. I hate Neil. You know what? Those two never got in trouble for their so-called crime. But the morning, Jason and Carly and Sunnydale all the time. Okay, and I want to know, if Nina, I swear to God, I'm the truth about Sunny to Carly, he is no different than Ava, okay? And if she said that, I will hate Nina for a couple of months. Well, unless we have to interview her, then I promise to be nice. I promise
That's everything.
No, I already got it.
Okay.
You know, we'll be very, very nice when we bring her on. Right now, I don't like Nina at all. Okay, Bobby's causing us the noise. Maybe.
No, it's not me.
Oh, so Veronica, so who's your favorite couples on the soap so everyone can get to know you?
I would definitely. Okay, repeat that question. I'm sorry, Carly.
Yes, who's your favorite couple on the soap? I mean, it can be.
Oh my gosh, there's a lot of couples. From past to present. I think the one would be the one I always love on. Definitely would be General Hospital, Robin and Patrick. I know they're not on there anymore, but that's like my favorite couple of all time. You know, that's my favorite. Robin and Patrick on General Hospital, but I know they're no longer on there anymore.
Oh, I know. You know what? I like them to the end. Robin was always mean to my colleagues, so I have a problem with Robin, but I forgive her in the name of forgiveness. But no, I love Robin and Patrick, and you just brought up a good point, and I know you love Carlton, so that's good.
Michael Milo. Oh yes. Oh, and also Robin and Stone. I know their love story was very. Oh my gosh, Robin Stone. You know the love story. You know going through the obstacles of Robin and Stone on General Hospital. That was also one of my favorites. But I have a lot of couples. They're my favorites, and you know, but I want Carly and Sunny back together. I miss them. The characters.
I miss my cousin together, damn it. I just want to say, because I'm so glad we brought you on as a co-host, which was my idea, may I add. It just came to me last night.
I just want to say thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much to all of you.
Well, technically, Carly, you can thank me, too, because I kind of thought, well, I would like to get to know Veronica. Besides, she's been through a lot in Houston, like you said, with Harvey and then the ice storms.
But I just want to say thank you, Carly and Bobby.
Nadia and I make all the decisions around here now, which is nice. It came from my idea.
We love having you.
And I asked Nadia what she thought of it. She's like, that's a great idea. So, you know, we needed another girl around here. And Bobby, I'm sorry, if I could find a handsome cute guy that doesn't piss me off, then you won't be the only guy on here.
I'll be fine. But can I say something to Veronica as a favor? When we get off the air, Veronica, we got to exchange numbers so we can have some sort of text change between Carly, Carly and I.
Rather,
we talk about soaps or Angie and Joan and coming up with Zooming or anything like that.
I meant to tell you today about I'm sorry, I forgot.
I just figured that I knew about it just through what I saw on Facebook.
That's okay. It's been a
while. I didn't tell you ahead of time, but I forgot. So, but I just want also to succeed in a way that we are unstoppable and people can go.
Yeah.
And then, Barbara, what day is your birthday, by the way?
Oh, you want to know my birthday?
Yeah.
10/27/1985.
October 27, 1985.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's the month before my brother's birthday.
What? I'm sorry, Bobby. What did you say? What, you have a birthday?
The month before my brother's birthday.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing.
Baby.
That's awesome.
Wait, what day did you say again, Veronica?
10/27, October 27.
October 27th,
oh,
the day right before my grandmother's.
Yeah, oh
my
God, but a day after my niece being born. Wait, yes. Okay, so we have one October birthday, and
yeah,
all the rest of us is in birthday.
Oh, wow, that is amazing. That is awesome.
Yeah, because Maggie, Blanca, Maggie is also one of the hosts, but you know, she came last night, but she's been dealing with so much health issues that I just want to over for her so she can feel better. So she lives in, today before Nadia, and Bobby and I are a day apart.
Oh, wow.
So, let's get, yeah. And Bobby, what time were you born? Oh, Bobby left us.
Oh, wow.
Wow. Okay,
it's fine. I'm sorry.
No, he might have got disconnected.
No. I think it's Blog Talk, you guys. I think it's Blog Talk.
Wow.
It's fine. Now, Bobby is the most easy person in the world.
He'll come back in.
Yeah. No, he can't because the show's over. But Bobby is one of the nicest guys on the show.
And
he does anything I say. So, he always, you know, intends to side with me and Nadia and
he just
Maggie
messaged me,
things.
Bobby.
What?
Bobby just messaged me and said Blog Talk kicked him out.
Well,
what?
He did message me too. And that's why, Veronica, if you feel comfortable, only if you feel comfortable, you know, you can have our texting information. So sometimes if we all need to text something, you know, we can do it that way. Only if you feel comfortable. I'm not pressing you. But
No, that's okay.
Nadia,
it's been
me, Bobby, Maggie are on a text. And you know, we can just do that because I feel like that is another good way of us to communicate. If something goes wrong or if someone gets sick one day and can't show up, I thought that would be a good way, don't you not?
Yeah,
yes.
that would be awesome.
No.
That's awesome.
And I want to thank my niece for getting me into Glee because, I'm not talking about Glee this, Glee this show, but lately on YouTube, since I don't have my cousin, I've been playing every Glee song. Yeah. And you know what? That was a really good show. I'm mad at myself that I didn't watch it then because I didn't know anybody. But I think it's a really good show. And number two, I want everyone to know that the similar sex you guys are going to be voted on tomorrow. And hopefully we will be getting the $1,400. Everyone on, you know, SSI, everything will get it too. So it's an everyone kind of thing. And since I know you hate Donald Trump, Veronica, you made my life. You know, Biden is trying to do everything for Houston. I want you to know that Veronica, he is getting aid to the people in Houston as quickly as he can. Just remember there's a lot of red tape when there's a massive disaster, but he moved quickly about Houston, didn't he, Nadia? I thought he did.
Yes.
You know, I mean,
I thought he did too.
Yeah, we didn't get the lab here at our Washington State when we were the first canola virus. We got the virus and we got no help from the White House. None. We were on our own. We were on our own for everything.
Yeah.
And Biden in, Biden will not let a state hanging. And before we go, I'm kind of shocked because I thought Chris Cuomo did a great job with the pandemic. But what the things are coming out right now with him, wow.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys heard, but there's a big cover-up going on there. And it's very, very interesting. So, he covered up the nursing home death. And... and so, and we have a show tomorrow night, don't we? Or am I dreaming?
Yes.
Okay.
No, we do.
what?
I said, no, we do. We have J.C. Jules tomorrow.
Okay, well, good. Eric, just said that, thanks for having me. I always have such a great time. He put a heart.
He did. I know, isn't that cute?
Oh, my God, now I got so, yeah, we have the show tomorrow at 5 p.m., West Coast time. And that would be 7 Veronica's time.
For Veronica.
The reason I know that is my boyfriend lives in Oklahoma. You guys, long distance relationships are hard. They are not easy. They are not for the faint of heart. Believe me. But, you know, and last night, I used a line on him with Carson. And thank God he doesn't want to go to hospital because I stole their line. I stole their line from their anniversary. When they renewed their vows, I stole their line. And thank God he doesn't want to go to hospital. Oh, he would think. Yeah, so I stole a thing. A line. Okay, I stole the whole paragraph. Okay. So, yes, tomorrow night we will be back. And this week for March, we are going to have so many good guests.
Yes, we are.
Okay, have a great night, you guys.
Good night. Thank you, guys.
You're welcome. Have a good night. Bye.
Good night.